International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, October 2024. Week 6. Day 1. Outline. Roman number 1. For life, we need oil, the Spirit of God, even His filling, that we may be enabled to live the virgin life for the Lord's testimony. Capital A. At that time the kingdom of the heavens will be likened to 10 virgins, who took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Number 1. Virgins signify the believers viewed from the aspect of life. Number 2. Believers, who are the kingdom people, are like chaste virgins, bearing the Lord's testimony, the lamp, in the dark age and going out of the world to meet the Lord. For this they need not only the indwelling but also the filling of the Holy Spirit. Number 3. Lamps signify the spirit of the believers, which contains the Spirit of God as the oil. Small a. The believers shine forth the light of the Spirit of God from within their spirit, in order for the divine light to shine into man's inward parts. God's Spirit as the oil must soak, mingle with, man's spirit as the wick, and burn together with man's spirit. Small b. Thus, the believers become the light of the world and shine as a lamp in the darkness of this age, bearing the testimony of the Lord for the glorification of God. Number 4. The prudent virgins took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Small a. Man is a vessel made for God, and man's personality is in his soul. Hence, vessels in Matthew 25:4 signifies the souls of the believers. Small b. The 5 prudent virgins not only have oil in their lamps but also take oil in their vessels. That they have oil in their lamps signifies that they have the Spirit of God dwelling in their spirit, and that they take oil in their vessels signifies that they have the Spirit of God filling and saturating their souls. This is the end of today's outline.